Time now for all things Gators, all things orange and blue. Dan Hicken and Frank Frangie, and I'm in studio.
Yeah, nice to see you.
Big news here.
That's great. Southeast Orthopedic Specialist brings us this podcast. We thank them, se-ortho.com, for all your orthopedic needs. Good to see you. Everything good?
Yes, everything's good. The COVID is gone.
Good.
Although I'm still nasally.
Yeah.
The COVID stays with you for a while, I'm told.
Some do. So you just never know.
Yeah,
that's the craziest thing. Sometimes it affects different people in different ways. It's just, it's very odd.
Yeah, you didn't get nasally. You
have
the throaty stuff, but I get the nasal, so which is unusual with my cute little pug nose.
Yeah,
that I would get this.
Go, surprising.
Go figure. Hey, a lot of Gator stuff to get to.
Yeah, man.
We'll get to recruiting in a minute. Let's start with the hoops team. 4 wins in a row. here's the thing. Myron Jones.
Yeah.
For about the first most of the season.
Right.
I thought, how in the world
did
this guy make all these threes at Penn State? I mean, he wasn't even close.
No.
He was they weren't air balls. They were banging off rim and coming
terrible
back.
Terrible shots. Right.
And now all of a sudden he's Lee Humphrey.
Yeah.
What in the world? It's glorious.
Well.
And it's turned the team around.
I don't know how much there is to it, but we learned last night that he's had a broken finger.
On his offhand, right. And Mike White finally said that it's got to affect him.
It had
to affect him.
Yeah.
But now he can't miss.
Well, that's great.
I mean, he's Michael Frazier. This is what it reminds me of right now.
He had 7 threes last night. And if you can get him going, they're a markedly better basketball team.
Oh, no. With Castleton back.
Yeah.
And
who, by the way, got nicked up again. Yeah. I guess his shoulder's popping in and out.
I panicked when I saw
that.
But back to Jones for a second. Do you remember the Michael Frazier 11 threes
against
South Carolina?
Yeah.
I mean, that was
awesome.
11.
Yeah.
He made 11 threes in a game against South Carolina.
Sure did.
And I'm thinking that's what it looked like last night.
Ooh, I like that.
When I mean, I'm not saying he's as good as Michael Frazier was, but I'm saying he was swishing.
Yeah.
Michael Frazier made 11 threes against South Carolina. I'm not sure it hit the rim.
Right.
Remember that, that night?
And he's averaging now like 14, 15 points a game over his last 3-4 games. So it's a breath of fresh air for Florida basketball and a team that, you know, has struggled offensively so much this year.
And the one thing that he and Kwesi Reeves give you, and he really gives it to you, he's looking to shoot it.
Oh, yeah.
He's catching shoot. Yeah. If he's got even a peek, he's letting it fly.
Yeah.
See, as good a shooter as Appleby is, I still sense he doesn't know what's a good shot.
Yeah.
He'll catch it behind the arc.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You look like he's got a good shot, then he'll step in, step back. He'll try and get a better shot, and it winds up being a worse shot. Same thing with Fleming. Those guys aren't quite sure if they should be shooting that three.
Mm-hmm.
Reeves and particularly Jones, they're catching it. I mean, if Myron Jones gets a peek, he's letting it fall.
Well, a perfect example was last night in the first half. He inbound the ball. It came around the guy, ran through it, and Emile got it. He didn't have much. He let it fly and swished it. So great stuff for Florida, who, 6-5. We said must win Missouri, right?
Yeah.
Must wins. All must wins. Must win last night.
They had to win to have a chance to get to the tournament.
Yeah.
They had to win those 4 games.
Because I said this on the radio show today, and today, if you're watching this, is Thursday. Yeah. They ain't winning Saturday.
No, they're not winning Saturday. That's I don't think they're winning their next 3.
Yeah.
At Kentucky, at A&M, and home against Auburn.
Yeah.
But the only one that I'm convinced they can't win is Saturday. They're not winning in Rome.
Right.
This might be the best Kentucky team.
Remember when they started the year 0-3?
Yeah.
I was hoping they'd find a win.
Yeah.
I'm more confident that they'll find one win in those 3.
And if they
this
do,
time.
Then if they do.
They're in great shape.
That's right. If this is what they, now, having said that.
Yeah.
Georgia's not very good, and they still can't pull away.
Florida
they
does
still
not.
Can't pull
every
away
game
from
is every game is a battle.
Yeah,
Florida ain't blowing anybody out. Georgia's horrible.
Right, and still can't pull away.
They're up 16 in the first half.
Right,
but I had to run out to a high school basketball game. It's 33-17. I'm going. We're good.
Yeah, but I didn't think that.
We're not good.
No, we're not.
Because there's always that. And one thing about Mike White teams, it seems like every year there's a shooting lull during every game.
Yeah, but in this team for sure. Because there's no shooters.
Yeah.
Now, if Myron Jones becomes one, now that changes everything.
That would help.
If he can become a legitimate shooter.
But 9 is the magic number, don't you think?
I think 9 and 9 in the league, and they're in.
Yeah.
The one thing
they're in fifth place in the league.
Yeah. Mark Wise said last night, if you're in the top 7 in the league, you're in.
Okay.
I think if that means 8 and 10, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Lenardi, who's always dead on, still has them barely in.
And here's what I don't want to be a hypocrite. I've always said to me, when you play that many games and you can't be 500 in your conference,
you
don't deserve to be in there.
Yeah,
that's just my opinion. But You know, that obviously they've taken teams who have come under 500, but I think Florida has to get to 9-9, and I'm still not sure they will.
I'm not either. I think.
Because you're right. At Vandy, you watched Vandy play at home? Right. They beat LSU there.
Right.
You
know? If you watch them of late, you're right. They're 6-5, and there's no margin of error.
Again. None.
And so here's what they got. Two against Kentucky, one against Auburn, one against the team that just beat Auburn. In
Arkansas has won 9 in a row.
Right, so that one's hard now.
Yeah.
So, but they got to get one of those.
I think
to get to nine. They can get to nine.
Yeah.
They can beat Georgia again.
Yeah.
They can win at Vandy.
Yeah.
They still got to get
and
two.
And A&M.
They still got to get two more. They're at A&M.
Yeah.
So you got to find two somewhere. Yeah. There's another one I'm missing. That I think I feel confident.
Well, what are they? They're 6-5.
That's right. They need three.
So
more.
They need three more.
That's three more. So three more, but. But they've got to find where are the three? At Georgia, you hope. At Vandy, you hope. None of those automatic.
Ones,
I know.
But those are the ones you have to win.
I know.
Because we don't think that. I don't think that they don't match up well with Kentucky.
No,
Kentucky is really long.
Yeah. So at Georgia, at Vandy,
can
you find one more?
Arkansas, Auburn, or A&M. You got to get one of those.
Arkansas, Auburn, home, or at A&M. So, but
I will tell you this. They're going to lose one of those that we think they're going to win.
Right, so you got to win two then.
So then you got to, it's not done.
They need three more wins, so we'll see.
But good for them to come 16-8 and 6-5 with this group. Hey, I know, I'm not going to get to it, but shout out, Mike.
Yeah. Well, at least now that because they've won four in a row, the Mike White haters are quieter.
Oh, they're ready.
They're waiting.
Yeah,
they're waiting. But anyway. And by the way, I'm not saying Mike White is the next coming of Coach K.
Right.
All I'm saying, at least for now. They do show some fight.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of like this team.
How many do
I
they
have? They shot better.
How many did they have at Arkansas the other night? What's that seat, Bud Walton Arena? 20,000?
20.
Yeah.
They probably had 22.
Yeah.
Okay, so but that's a home
game.
Could
Florida ever put 22,000 for a basketball game in Gainesville?
I was thinking about this the other day. Yeah. I was bored on Sunday night, Dan.
Yes. You went back and watched the game.
I went back and watched Florida, BC, one of my favorite wins of all time.
That was in Miami, wasn't it?
Yeah, when I was at the game. You probably were, right?
Yeah, no.
I was at the game.
I remember being in the, you know, it's so funny. That was the year that, you know, because Florida's surprised to get to the Final Four. So we had to scramble as a television station back. You had to follow them every step of the way.
Right.
We didn't. So we had to scramble to get to the Final Four. We went, and Lon Kruger, God bless him.
Best guy ever.
Brought the team, because a lot of the TV stations didn't.
Right.
Brought the team outside, because we couldn't get credentialed for, like, press conference.
Right.
Brought the team outside and did interviews with us.
Yeah, how about that?
That's how good of a guy he is.
He's great. Well, let me give you another story. Same year.
Yeah.
I had been a newspaper guy and then had done newspaper and radio. So I'd only been in full-time radio for a year.
Mm-hmm.
We go to Miami and we stay at the Sheraton Biscayne Bay where the team's staying.
Okay.
For that trip to Miami.
Okay.
And we're doing shows Thursday, Friday, and then Saturday morning.
Cool.
Okay, doing radio shows.
Yeah.
So, and I'd gotten to know Lon well because I'd been a beat reporter. So we'd gotten to be pretty good buddies. We'd gone to lunch a few times. But he knew I just started radio.
Mm-hmm.
They beat UConn.
Right.
In the game, the Donyell Marshall missed the free throws game.
Right.
So they're now one game, and that was a Friday game.
Right.
So they're now one game for the Final Four.
Okay.
All the Gator fans are staying at the Sheraton, too.
Right.
So it's packed with Gator fans. So a lot of the Jacksonville fans came because we had his little speaker set up. So we're doing shows 10 to noon Saturday morning.
Okay.
In between the two games.
Okay.
Lon, I see Lon. I said, Lon, can you come by? I'll call you in your room. He goes, I'll come down. Lon, hang on. It gets better. Lon comes down. We do 12-minute segments. Lon comes down. All the Gator fans are cheering right in the lobby of the hotel.
That's awesome.
All the Gator fans are cheering. And Lon, hey, so what about the game? He said, yeah, I never thought Donyell would miss those free throws. Our guys played tough, blah, 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 blah. End of the 12 minutes.
Yeah.
Lon, this is fantastic. I can't tell you how much I appreciate you coming down. He goes, want me to say some more?
Wow.
He's one game away from playing for the getting to the Final Four.
How good is that?
He goes, you want me to say some more? Place goes crazy. Now the fans all cheer. Stays another segment.
That's awesome.
I mean, it's a great.
That's so good.
Yeah. It's so,
he was a great guy.
Lon, but anyway, watch back. So let's wrap up some basketball thoughts with
this.
I don't think they can win Saturday at Rupp.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only one, though. That I don't think they can win.
They have no shot.
Yeah.
At winning.
Yeah. Even Kentucky at home, they could win.
Yeah.
Arkansas at home, Auburn at home, I think they can get one of those.
Yeah.
They could win at A&M.
Yeah.
So the only one.
A&M's struggling.
Right.
I mean, but again, Florida doesn't blow anybody out. Yeah. That's
the only one I don't think they can win is this Saturday. But they're playing better, and it's been a lot of fun.
It's been good. I'm happy for them, and I'm happy for the guys. And, I mean, that's what you play for. You want to play into March. So
yeah, that's exactly
keep going, Florida. Keep going.
Arliss Boardingham. You're the recruiting. You're the recruiting.
Yeah, I thought he was going to sign on signing day with Florida.
Yeah,
and I was surprised he didn't. It was like Florida, or he's a California kid.
Right,
he's a big kid,
6'4", 220.
Yeah, could grow. So, I was surprised on signing day, and I sort of forgot about him. And then I saw him post. I'm announcing my. So I don't know the backstory as to why he waited.
Right,
but it was Oregon or Florida.
Yeah,
and it's a great kid for Billy Napier. And again, Billy Napier, you know, the people who are not Florida fans reminded me a lot on signing day.
Right.
Their narrative was Florida only signed one kid from the Sunshine State. So what are you talking about? Well, on signing day, they did. Well, Billy Napier addressed that. He is so in tune with this stuff, bro.
Right.
And I love, again, I don't know if the plan is going to work. And I'm going to make fun of the plan as it goes because he's got an 8-phase year-round calendar. Right. And they just started identity or something, phase two. It's unbelievable, and then spring ball's phase three.
He's going to meet with the media on Friday to talk about what it means.
Yeah. I mean, so I love the fact that this thing is all laid out.
Right.
He knew exactly who he wanted to hire with his, not just assistant coaches, but staff.
Yeah.
It's fascinating to watch him try to implement what the best of the best is doing in college football.
I totally agree with that. I'll get that in a second. One thought about Arliss Boardingham.
Yes, please.
He's either a 3-star or 4-star based on what you look at.
Yeah, ESPN 4 and the other one's 3.
Yeah, I was convinced he was going to Oregon.
Okay.
Which told me he's a 3-star tweener that doesn't really have a position.
Right.
Now that he's going to Florida, I think he's a 4-star and I think he's Kyle Pitts. Just so you know. Okay, I've now decided.
Well done.
I've now decided he's the next Kyle Pitts. Okay, so
very
just so you know, that's what I got.
That's a way to shift the recruiting narrative.
Yeah,
I like
that's what we do.
Yeah, very good. Of course we do.
I will tell you this about Billy Napier. You know why he didn't sign many guys from Florida, like he said?
Uh-huh.
He's a relationship
guy. Yeah, he wants to get to
know
guys.
When he went to Nick Evers and Isaiah Bond, two big-time recruits, in this era of pitching and catching,
right.
A pitcher and a catcher that were really good.
Mm-hmm.
One wound up at Oklahoma, one wound up at Alabama. Mm-hmm. They're obviously really good players. Mm-hmm. They were both coming to Florida. My first thought was, Billy, we got to keep those two.
Right.
But his take was, I don't want anyone coming here that doesn't know me.
Right.
We don't have relationships. Let's get to know each other.
Right.
And then if we still believe in each other, then we'd... I love that.
A lot of kids wouldn't be interested in that, and obviously they weren't.
Now, and by the way, to that end, if you've been in Louisiana the last 5 years, you're not going to have great relationships with the people in Florida yet.
Correct.
So you shouldn't sign all.
No.
If that really is your mantra, if that really is who
it
you are.
It seems like it.
It does. Then you shouldn't be signing a lot of guys.
Again, he had a public speaking engagement this week, and I think people are just so impressed with Billy Napier, the man.
Who he is.
And I think I so. I think that... You know, Georgia kid raised, his daddy was a football coach. Right. I mean, there's just, the guy's a football guy, and yet there's so much more to it. He's one of those guys, like, if he was coaching high school, Frank, he would understand that, we want to win, but we're also developing young men. We're going to teach them the right things to do, the right ways to do
it. And I think that's who he, having said that, there's still some holes.
Sure.
The recruiting class, I think they only signed one true receiver. They got some tight end, got a bunch of tight ends.
Yeah.
But Caleb Douglas, I think, is the only receiver they signed. So
I saw a great thing in a column. It's a read and react column that if you really want to dive into the numbers and stuff, it's a must read. But anyway, I saw this and they chronicled the last 12 years of offensive line recruiting.
Right.
Florida and Vandy, the only two schools in the SEC to not have a first team all SEC, AP all SEC performer in the last 12 years.
I saw that. That's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Ooh.
In 12 years.
That'll tell you something about
one guy in 12
now, that'll
years.
Lead 8-4.
Yeah, it will.
Real quick.
Well. And late, you got to fight.
They have not done, I mean, they've been up and down with their offensive linemen.
Right. And so are they not recruiting good ones? Are they not developing them?
Yes and yes.
They have
some guys in the NFL.
Right.
But in all honesty.
A bunch of guys in the NFL.
Yeah.
That one group of Max Garcia.
Yeah.
And
DJ Humphries in the NFL. Yeah. Johnson.
Trent Brown.
Yeah. Trent Brown.
There was a stretch of guys there.
Yeah.
But none of them were great at Florida.
No.
And that's the thing.
No.
Yeah. So it'll be very interesting to see what happens. So I think Stone Forsythe's going to be a good pro, but he was just okay at Florida.
Yeah.
You know, so it'll be interesting to see. But I like where, I'm like you, I like where they are.
Yeah.
I like the fact that I get this feeling that they're going to recruit a lot of good players. The big question, and by the way, I'm excited. I want to hear what he's got to say on Friday. Again, we're taping this on Thursday. Why is he having a press conference? I love that he's having a press conference.
Yeah.
But I don't know why. This is, I mean, is he going to, I guess he's going to put the final bow on the signing class.
Yeah.
Now, talk a little phase two.
Talk about spring ball. What's coming up? Maybe. I
mean, yeah. Well, normally there's a pre-spring ball.
Yeah. That's usually right
presser.
Before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, what do you think he's going to talk about?
That.
The identity and all that, right?
Yeah, I assume so. So it'll be great. And if you have any questions about some of his coaches, his staff, right. How does this work?
Because it's now all in place.
Yeah.
I guess now that everything's in place, the staff, the 7,000 extra employees, the recruiting classes put to bed.
That's fascinating stuff. It really is.
And I love that he's meeting and talking about it.
Yeah.
I think he's a very open guy. I can't wait for the spring game.
Yeah.
I'm all jacked. I'm all jacked up for the spring game. So that's going to be a lot of fun. So
what about, before we go and get out of here, Kim Mulkey is a women's college basketball legend.
A legend.
Right?
In both places.
She jumped ship from Baylor to LSU, which she's from Louisiana.
And her son played baseball there.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
We beat him in the...
We beat them, and they reminded us on ESPN that his mom was Kim Mulkey, 7,464.
That
times.
Is correct.
That's how I know that. Please
that
continue.
Is correct. And so, she endorsed your girl
Kelly Ray Finley. Yeah.
And so I'm wondering what, and I understand interim stuff can be dangerous,
right?
But I don't know. I think she deserves the job. And I'm assuming she's going to get the job.
I would assume.
Too. Yeah.
The only holdup that I, and listen, this is no inside information.
This
is me guessing and reading the tea leaves and following as best we can.
Sure.
But I would assume, Dan, the only possible holdup
is
there are some people on the periphery that connect her to Cameron Neubauer, who by many accounts was a disaster.
Yeah.
And are you connecting her to him?
Right.
And has that caused some pause in moving forward?
Yeah.
Having said that,
mm-hmm.
I've told you this before, I've met her. I'm really impressed with her. I like her. I hear nothing but good about her. They haven't been good in that sport in a long time.
Yeah.
You finally have someone that
you
has
run
made
with her.
Absolutely, you do. So I think
it'll happen.
I do too. But if there's a reason why it hasn't already happened,
that might be it.
I would think that there's a good.
But everybody seems to be endorsing the lady.
And again, you meet her. You said you met her. Meet her one time. You'll have.
I'm in.
I'm ready. So all right. Baseball right around the corner.
Yeah.
Football's recruited well. Billy speaks tomorrow, and basketball's won four in a row. These are good times, Dan.
Let's enjoy them.
All things Gators. All things orange and blue. Dan Hick and Frank Frank.
Southeast orthopedic specialist, best in the business. SC-ortho.com. Frank, have a great week. Good seeing you.
You too, Eric.
All right.